Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Republicans in the House of Representatives last night gave final congressional approval to President Trump's request to cancel $9 billion in previously approved spending. Congressional correspondent Nicole Killian says the cuts are mostly in foreign aid, plus public TV and radio.
This basically would codify a lot of the DOGE cuts that we saw recommended at the beginning of the year, including with the dismantlement of USAID, for instance. For instance, this package includes roughly $8 billion in cuts to foreign aid, including a lot of those USAID programs, UNICEF, the World Food Program, and other global programs. And then there's also about $1 billion in cuts to public broadcasting.
President Trump vows to sue the Wall Street Journal for posting a story about a sexually suggestive letter Trump supposedly sent to the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein years ago. In a late-night post, he called it fake, writing, "Those are not my words, not the way I talk." Correspondent Nancy Cortes has more.
He has already posted on True Social saying that this is a fake, saying that he warned not just the Wall Street Journal, but owner Rupert Murdoch personally that he was going to sue them if they published this letter.
Trump also ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to seek release of grand jury testimony related to Epstein. The studio audience was not happy at the taping of last night's Late Show as host Stephen Colbert announced the show will go off the air next May.
Yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS.
The Late Show premiered with David Letterman in 1993, and Colbert took it over in 2015. CBS cites financial considerations. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials will now get personal information of all of the nation's 79 million Medicaid enrollees. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez is following that.
And what we are told now by this reporting from the Associated Press is that ICE and HHS have brokered an agreement to allow immigration authorities to access Medicaid information for the purposes of immigration enforcement to identify and arrest people who are suspected of being in the country illegally.
The U.S. shortage of a key treatment for syphilis, penicillin gabenzatine, is getting worse. CBS's Alexander Tin explains.
The FDA says that Pfizer is now facing limited availability amid a recall of millions of units of the company's formulation of the drug, branded as bacillin, which was found to have particulates inside. It's unclear how long this could extend the shortage, which was first declared by the FDA back in April 2023.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers begin a West Coast trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois, will start the first game of the second half of the Brewers season tonight and was asked how he can set the tone heading into the series.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just 5-6-plus innings. It's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
NFL, the Packers training camp begins next Wednesday with practices nearly every morning at 10:30 a.m. Quarterbacks and rookies reporting today, including first-round pick Matthew Golden, on what the Packers can expect from the rookie wide receiver in camp.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better and just perfect my craft. I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's the Packers' Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous-looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day number 3 of our road trip in northern Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from the lot in Hayward. We're going to be joined by Mark Lundeen from WBZH in Hayward.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabba.
That's not true. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. And what a great day. What a gorgeous summer day in Wisconsin. I know there's some storms throughout various parts of the state, so I don't want to speak for everybody statewide, but we have a nice night here in Green Bay. As I understand it, there might be some weather, though. Conrad Krieger is working the board tonight. Conrad, what have you heard about the weather?
I haven't heard too much. I haven't looked into it. But, you know, I walked outside this morning and I was like, what? It's cold.
Yeah, it was kind of cold.
Yesterday, it was hot in the morning until, you know, the storm came. But
right. But we need to monitor this, because I was just looking at the general chat on Civic Media, and it looks like there's some possible storms, possible tornadoes at various parts of the state. So we'll do what we can to keep you guys posted. I thought Conrad had the skinny on the tornadoes, but
no,
you
sorry.
Call yourself a meteorologist. We have a great show tonight, folks. This is going to be a fun night here at Nightlight. It is Thursday, and that means you are going to walk away from this show or turn your radio off at 8 o'clock or whatever with a new movie pick. We are going to give you a movie suggestion by way of our popcorn pick of the week. And here to make the popcorn pick of the week tonight at 6:35 is Paul Vandenplaats, who, you might be wondering, is Paul Vandenplaats. Conrad, tell the people who Paul Vandenplaats is.
Well, if you go to Facebook or to TikTok, there's a page called Wonderfully Wisconsin, which he goes all over the state, finds some cool spots, cool food spots. I saw a video the other day of him showing a little like park with a nice waterfall.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
And yeah, so he makes some really good content.
He really does. He's and this thing, his creation, Wonderfully Wisconsin. I guess it's on TikTok and Instagram, and Facebook. Is it on Instagram?
I don't believe it's. I think it's Facebook and TikTok.
Facebook and TikTok. So he put it up, and the thing has just taken off like wildfire. So he tapped into something. He created this great thing, and I'm fascinated by people who have their finger on the pulse of what the rest of us love. And Paul has it, and he'll be here at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week, talk a little bit about Wonderfully Wisconsin, and then we have one of Conrad's quizzes to give Paul a time permitting, which I think will be okay. And Paul will be here in studio. In
yes,
person.
He will.
I will be allowed to shake his hand.
And I don't know if you saw the quiz name. I thought I did a pretty good job on it.
What is with the bathroom stuff? Didn't we do something like that the other day?
It had a rhyme. I'm sorry. It had a rhyme.
Conrad's curd or turd quiz. Good
curd.
God.
Curd meaning truth. Turd meaning
okay.
False.
Thank you for the translation.
I thought it was good. I thought it was great.
It'll do for tonight. I'm trying to go away. What were we just talking about? Bathroom habits the other day. And I didn't want to go there. But
urinal
we did.
Cakes?
Well, urinal cakes. Well, that was the dive bar thing, but I thought we just talked about it. All right. Well, a little bathroom humor every once in a while never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
So curd will be true. Turd will be false. Paul, if he's listening right now, is probably turning around in his car and going back home. Sorry about that, Paul. That's at 6:35. Then at 7:35 from the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake, Wisconsin, we have their marketing director, Jason Mansmith, will be here, who I also understand is part of the Civic Media family now.
Awesome.
So we got to talk to Jason about that. That's at 7:35. Jason's been on the show before. He's a lot of fun to talk to. And they have some great shows coming up at Thrasher. So you'll want to hear about that, especially if you live in and around the area of Green Lake and the Thrasher Opera House. A charming little, I think, 200-seat opera house, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll talk about all of this stuff on tonight's episode of Nightlight. So it is great that you are here, folks. Let's have some fun. We have a great question tonight, great guests. I left here last night, and I was very excited because, you know, I commute 2 hours a day, and it's kind of wasted time in my car. I go through a dead zone where I can't really call anybody on the phone or text anybody or whatever. So the fact that last night I was able to get out of here a little early at 7:20 because we had an interview with Frank Hermans that we had recorded the day before. So I left, and by the time I got from the front door here at WGBW to next door to Rise and Grind, I looked like I had taken a shower. I walked in there, and they got two new employees, and they looked at me like, what's this guy's deal? He just took a bath in his clothes. So I did what any sane person would do. I got some gelato. And I continued the walk to my car. And I drove home soaking wet last night. But here's my dilemma. I could have stayed here and worked. I got a lot of PBS stuff due this week. I could have stayed here. Or I could have planned this show from here. But I didn't know if the rain was going to... When did the rain stop here last night?
Probably around like 9:30, I feel like.
All right, so I would have...
Yeah, it was still rain. I mean, when I got out, when the show was done, I went outside and I was like...
Still raining.
Not as hard, but like, yeah, it was, and the wind made it even worse.
The wind was the worst.
Because it was,
yes,
just pushing it towards you.
I left. I honestly walked from Rise and Grind to the garage, and the wind was so bad. I'm like, is this safe? Wind typically doesn't freak me out, but that was, yeah, it was terrible last night. So
yeah, I stepped in a huge puddle before I got in my car last night.
You pulled a Ned Ryerson.
And my foot was just soaking on the ride home.
Bang! That's horrible. But it's a 5-minute ride for you.
Yeah.
I literally drove home soaking wet last night.
I feel
and the
like
gelato helped.
No matter what time, you know, the time doesn't matter, I feel like. When you get your foot soaked and your sock is wet, that is the worst. And it feels like it's going to stink. I don't know.
It is. It's the worst for guys who haven't done time in prison or fought in a war. Getting wet socks in a rainstorm.
You know, also, getting sand on your feet when they're wet, that's another
bad
thing.
That's pretty
bad. Yeah.
I think I was just going to say, I remember like two-a-day practices for football in high school. That was pretty brutal. But, you know, you're in the comfort of your own whatever. I mean, my complaints about getting wet in a rainstorm don't really compare, nor do Conrad's for getting a soaking wet sock. But it's discomfort. Let's leave it at that.
Yes.
So we got a text last night. I wanted to read this because Bud from Janesville sometimes texts us. We were going to have him on the show because we had something to discuss with Bud. We'll have to go over that during a break, but we kind of dropped the ball there. But Bud is a loyal listener between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. when he is out driving around in the Madison area or Janesville area. And he says, hey, Pete and Conrad, do you remember what our question was last night?
Yeah, favorite Will Ferrell movie.
Okay. We need a little context.
It was his birthday.
It was Will Ferrell's birthday, correct. So Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I have a lot of time to think while I'm driving and slinging papers. Thought of another intro. This has nothing to do with the question of the night. I'm so busy today. I'm so far behind. So this is Bud's thought while he was slinging papers. He thought of an intro for us, which I think is fantastic. He says, Pete Schwabba, a guy who tells everyone that he's a double agent. Loved your interview with Mike Schmidt. Love the show, Bud from Janesville. Bud, we love that you listen and that you're so invested. I think that's so cool. And there's a lot of Nightlight listeners that are like that. They have opinions on guests and even bumpers and stuff like that. It's so much fun.
We also had a text after the show last night.
Oh.
For social media.
Oh, I think I saw that. Who was it?
Eric
Culbertson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's...
I did see that when I got home.
I don't know how to say his name in this. Mugato? Mugato from Zoolander. I know the character.
Oh, yeah.
I forget his... He plays a terrible character in that.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
The worst.
Right?
The absolute worst.
But he runs models. He runs the modeling agency or something that Zoolander's a part of. That's one of those films I saw once, and I, you know, there's just some films.
I watched it on a plane.
Zoolander?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
And then I was like, actually, that was pretty funny. So I watched the second one. I'm like, all right, that one sucked.
That did not need a sequel. Yeah. I think we got everything we needed to out of the original Zoolander. All right, folks. So we've achieved a couple things here. We've read Bud's text. We talked about how Conrad got a wet foot last night, and I drove home like I was in a bathtub the entire way. And now that means it's time for the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, we teased this last night. What is your least favorite movie genre? For me, it's so simple. And I talked about this last night. I don't love rom-coms, but a good rom-com, I can dig. I like action. I like comedy. I like thrillers, cop movies, you know, whatever. What I don't like is the marriage of the action comedy. I used to like it, but I'm done with it. I don't ever need to see another action comedy. And as I mentioned last night, the action isn't great. There's really no threat. And you can kind of judge how much danger the characters are in by the comedy. If it's stupid one-liners and silly, they're not going to die. So there's really nothing thrillerish about it when it's action. And when it's comedy, it's typically lame. I don't need to see another action comedy ever. That's my sort of hybrid genre. What about you, Ken?
It always has been. It's been the same since I've been young, and that's horror movies.
Okay. I feel like we're going to get a lot of texts.
I just don't, you know, I feel like the ones I've seen were terrible plots, and then they made the you know, the scary part of it get to me, like, when I was younger.
Right.
So I just, like, never liked them, and I feel like it sucks, kind of, because my friends will, you know, enjoy horror movies.
Okay.
And then, like, when I was over at my friend's in Beaver Dam the other week, we were looking for a movie one night. We never agreed on one because they like horror and
really?
I don't.
Oh,
so they're
okay.
Like, we should watch this one. I'm like, no. That's...
Next.
And then I was like, we should watch this comedy movie. They're like, oh, well, comedy's not really the vibe right now.
So, yeah.
So we put on Tires. Shane Gillis.
Which is like kind of a sleepy comedy.
Exactly. We all fell asleep.
Or I was thinking just because it's kind of slow paced, right?
Yeah, it's just dry comedy the whole show.
I was just looking at some of these action comedies. Don't Miss with the Zohan. There's your guy, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
The Man. I remember when this film came out, Samuel Jackson and Eugene Levy. This movie never needed to be made. The Man. But it's weird because I'm just Googling and they put up like these Home Alone 3.
It's terrible.
Not really what I'm talking
Awful.
About. I'm sure it is. Is that the one Trump's in?
No, that's 2.
Oh, he's in 2? Okay. You know, even Lethal Weapon, movies like that, or unless they're really good at parody, like in Tropic Thunder or something.
That's a funny movie.
Yeah, there are exceptions to this, but I just don't ever need to see. Like, and I think what got me off on this yesterday was the John Cena Idris Elba film you were talking about. I know I'm not going to see that movie. It's a couple lame one-liners in the trailer and all this crazy action where the main guys get shot at a gazillion times at close range and never die. I don't ever need to see that. So let me know, folks, what is your movie genre you don't ever need to see again? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You could text us on the app. If you're watching on the stream, great to have you. And, text us there as well. We'll read it on the radio if you're listening on Facebook or streaming us at YouTube and X. Give us a like if you so choose, or a follow, or just look. You can send me presents.
That would be cool.
No one sends me presents at this show. I think that's kind of BS.
Actually, Bud from Janesville did.
And Craig Knitt brought salsa.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. All right, let us know. What is your least favorite movie genre? We've got a lot to discuss coming up next. I'm going to tell you about Gwyneth Paltrow. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
day. You know, it's so unusual for me to...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to focusonenergy.com and click on IRA home energy rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mommy, how come my cat's in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. The only light coming in right now is the sun. I feel like I'm getting a sunburn. If you're watching on the stream, yeah. You got to check this out. I look like a ghost.
And can't I got even up, see your eyes.
I know. And I got up to shut the curtain and these kids were out there looking in. I felt like really rude. Like I'm just pulling the curtain, like beat it kids, but it had nothing to do with the kids. It reminded me of that great moment in The Simpsons where Grandpa Simpson's friend was at the car and he was talking to Homer through the car window and Homer just put the window up and didn't even look at the guy. Very rude. Coming up in just a few minutes, folks, wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas will be here. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. That is a segment we do here every Thursday night where we give you a movie pick and Paul is going to make the pick. It could be a movie he just saw, one from throughout the course of his life. He's going to tell us what we should see, and we will take him very seriously. Our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? I say action comedy. I have no use for action comedies. And as I think back, like, I don't know if I was just, like, tolerating them when I was younger, or I laughed because I should have, but I just have no use. Conrad says horror. And again, I can like just about any film in a genre if it's done well, probably including action comedy. Like if I put Tropic Thunder in there, I think Tropic Thunder is more of a comedy though. The action is like kind of part of the comedy, but that's my take. I could never see an action comedy again and I'd be thrilled. So let us know what you think. There is a big brouhaha happening between Madonna. Or it already happened, actually. Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you follow either one of those, Con?
I do not.
You don't follow Madonna on social media?
No.
Do you ever shop at Goop?
I did see this, though, that Madonna still takes, like, Instagram and all that, like, super serious.
How so? What do you mean? Like
she posts, like, daily.
And, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently, they had a falling out. They used to be very good friends. And I wasn't kidding. Gwyneth Paltrow had a company called Goop, and she put out a product that she advertised smelled like her private parts.
Yep.
So, I'm not jealous. I did have a product that came out at the same time called Pete's Junk.
Well,
wasn't a bestseller. I couldn't even get my wife to buy some. But no, seriously, Gwyneth Paltrow put this out, and I've always thought she was so full of herself. She's a Nepo baby who I don't think lives in the real world. She's very full of herself. And I used to love her. She was so good in Shakespeare in Love. She won an Oscar for her performance. She's really talented. But now it's like, you know, there's some actors like that Denzel Washington clip I sent you where they disappear into the character. You don't really hear a whole lot about their social lives. But then there's people like Gwyneth Paltrow or Ryan Reynolds who become bigger than the roles they play because they're a brand and they sell products. And it's like, please go away. Just make movies or TV. But she thinks so highly of her nether region, she put out this product. But where I'm going with this is she had a friendship with Madonna, apparently, and Gwyneth Paltrow has a book coming out called Gwyneth, the Biography. And I only hope the book is not as much of a snooze as the title. But she and Madonna bonded probably over the fact that they both like to sound British at times. And they had a falling out because Madonna started showing up unannounced, like on Gwyneth Paltrow's vacation. Madonna thought they were such good friends, she could just show up. And apparently she started yelling at her daughter, Lourdes, while they were all on vacation. And Chris Martin, Coldplay frontman, had had enough. He said, that's it. This friendship is toxic. And Gwynny P, agreed. I don't know if it's as toxic as her chemically induced private part perfume. But that's news that sometimes I don't care about something so much I have to talk about it. Like, I couldn't be less interested in either one of those people.
Yeah.
But it's to the point where my disinterest or apathy makes me mad, and I have to talk about it.
Speaking of Chris Martin, have you seen the thing with the CEO, Andy Byron?
No.
I didn't know who he was before yesterday. But so Chris Martin was doing a show, and he called out this couple that was out there for a kiss cam.
Okay. Oh, I think I did hear
and that. It was a CEO having an alleged affair. And he sees himself on the monitor.
Right.
He quickly ducks. Goes under the camera.
Oh, if you didn't think he was guilty before, that is hilarious. Oh, that's funny. So our question of the night, we got to get to these texts.
Yes.
We got Paul Vandenbosch coming up soon, and we've got a lot to do with Paul. We got a lot to cover. Folks, if you don't follow Paul, you got to follow him. You're going to get to know him here in just a few minutes. He's a great follow and a great guy. He'll be here in the studio. But right now we're going to read some texts from our question of the night, which is, what is your least favorite movie genre? You've been very good about putting your social media responses up. I have not.
Yeah.
That's good. Conrad says horror. And my pal Vince Maranto, who's been on the show, very funny comedian from Chicago, says Conrad Krueger. How did I fall for that?
Okay.
Conrad Krueger. 100% agree, Freddy. Was he trying to get in your head?
Freddy Krueger?
Probably. Well, yeah, I assume it's Freddy Krueger. But I don't know. The fact that Vince was responding to you makes me think he was trying to get inside your head.
Yeah.
And our pal Rich Talarico says fantasy. Yeah, fantasy's another one I just don't need to see.
I can enjoy a fantasy film, but they're not all goods, you know. I mean, would you say Wicked is fantasy?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I did not enjoy that movie.
You could say, I mean, if you're going to say Wicked is, you kind of have to say Wizard of Oz is. And I look at Wizard of Oz more of kind of like a horror film sort or a thriller. I don't know. That's
a
tough one.
It is kind
of
creepy.
Harry Potter's fantasy, all of those.
Well, Star Wars is fantasy, and that's my favorite, so...
I could go back at you for Star Wars, though. We'll get into this. All right, we'll read more of your text, too. That's all after the news. Paul Vandenplaus will be here, folks. Meet this guy, Wonderfully Wisconsin, and he's a wonderful guy, and he's here. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
CBS News Brief. House Republicans approved a package after midnight to cancel $9 billion previously allocated for foreign aid and public TV and radio. North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox.
The American people do not want to see their hard-earned tax dollars being squandered. Not one bit. At its core, H.R. 4 is about shutting off the spigot of wasteful money.
New Mexico Democrat Teresa Fernandez has a different view.
Our public radio and TV, our work across the globe for public health and peace are what is the best of America. They're taking Elmo off the air because they gave billionaires a tax break.
Stephen Colbert announced CBS is completely canceling The Late Show as of next May.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers begin a West Coast trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois, will start the first game of the second half of the Brewers season tonight and was asked how he can set the tone heading into the series.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just 5-6-plus innings. It's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
NFL, the Packers training camp begins next Wednesday with practices nearly every morning at 10:30 a.m. Quarterbacks and rookies reporting today, including first-round pick Matthew Golden, on what the Packers can expect from the rookie wide receiver in camp.
No, that's something they can expect out of me is a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better and just perfect my craft. I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's the Packers' Matthew Golden with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynnie P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they like to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A gorgeous looking Friday with plenty of sunshine. Great day to be outside with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing mainly after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. A lingering shower or storm Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 51.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Hank Scott, the owner of 12 Tribe Cigars, who joins me in studio. And Terry Barr drops by for Bar Band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. As I like to call it, it is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, folks. Tomorrow is Friday, and you will open up presents under a tree, I hope. We have a great show tonight. At 7:35, Jason Mansmith will be here. He is part of the Civic Media family now, and he's also the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. And they've got a lot of really cool stuff coming up. So we'll talk to Jason about all of that, including a big show tomorrow night that he says tickets are still available for. We'll find out all about that and see if you're interested at 7:35 tonight when Jason joins us. Our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? I say action comedy, totally done with it. I don't think it's ever done well. Conrad says horror. And maybe we'll ask our next guest that as well, because he is here to make a movie pick. This guy, I'm kind of in awe of this guy and anyone who can become an influencer or creates a site or a persona or an account where people just want to follow it. It's just fantastic. And he's here now. He created Wonderfully Wisconsin. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas. Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
This is fun. Now, how far of a drive is this for you?
Oh, I live in Appleton, oh, so it's only half hour.
Fantastic. All right. So you drive all over the state anyway with what you do.
Absolutely.
And I have to say, before we start, do you have a least favorite movie genre or movies you don't like to watch at all?
How about anything with Seth Rogen in it?
Oh, wow. A kindred spirit. Dude, you and I are totally on an island there.
Yeah.
So what? Why don't you like Seth Rogen? And I'll tell you why I don't.
I think it's, you know, when his... when he first started appearing in movies, it was like, oh, it's funny. You know, he's a funny right. guy. But then it's like, okay, he hasn't progressed at all. It's just the same character and same humor. And now it's like kind of sad. Like, okay, guy.
I totally agree.
Like Will Ferrell, which you guys were discussing last night. Like, oh, my God, he could be in anything and it doesn't matter. Yeah. He just gets it. Seth Rogen just.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's so unappealing to me, mm-hmm. the way he delivers lines or presents himself on camera or the roles he takes. And my son and I go back and forth. He's a Seth Rogen fan and I get that he's talented. It's a personal, I also don't really care for Ben Affleck in movies. And he's a great director. I don't buy him as an actor. So I don't know what it is. It's just something. Same. Sometimes people rub you the wrong way. And, yeah. I agree with you though. Like in, Knocked Up, great campaign. He's on the poster with that goofy look. What if this guy got you pregnant? Brilliant.
Right.
But after that, I don't know, man. Yeah, he doesn't do it for me either. So,
yeah,
all tough. Right, we're brothers forever on that one. I want to commend you too on your Hokas. How do you like your Hokas?
Oh my God, I love them. Life changing.
Yeah, that was how it was for me too. I had like three pairs of Hokas. They're only like $4,000 a pair, and then I made the switch to Asics. And I've learned that I didn't know this because I used to just get shoes at Shopko, $40, you know,
right.
comfortable for like 3 days. And then you feel like you're walking on nails,
right?
You know, but I realized, oh, if you pay a lot more, even that same brand can be a comfortable shoe. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. And this was something recommended to me because I'm on my feet all day. I'm traveling. I'm hiking. Right. I'm doing, you know, so it's like, okay, I'll just try these, you know, and it's
yeah.
the price of admission. You're like, oh, boy. And then right. I'm like, well, I'll try them once and oh, I'm sold.
But they last, right? And it's like it makes walking fun.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I wear out my shoes about 6 months.
Okay.
You know, so it's like it's tough. I'm a big guy and I'm on my feet and walking and yeah. doing a lot of miles a day. But it's like, I don't care. These things are incredible.
All right. We're going to talk all about what you do with Wonderfully Wisconsin. Such a great concept. And but let's do the popcorn pick. I'm so glad you're here to do this because I know you're a movie fan. What kind of movies do you typically watch, Paul?
Oh, boy. I do a lot of documentaries.
Okay.
Really big into that. I like comedy, horror. I'm not really a genre specific okay. watcher. It's just I like anything that happens to intrigue me.
What if you find out, though, what if you're like, Oh, there's a new romantic comedy. Do you get excited, or are you kind of like, oh, great, who cares?
Yeah, that maybe, yeah, that genre may be not what I would pick mostly. Maybe a comedy.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you like horror?
Yeah, it depends. Okay. If well-done horror movies, I really enjoy.
Okay, cool. What's a good horror movie like?
I don't know, like the Ring series, you know,
okay.
It's like it's very different.
Yeah, what about like, what's the one with that's so everyone's scared to watch? Hereditary. That's supposed to be, that's one I am actually kind of freaked out, too freaked out to watch.
Oh, I don't even know anything about it.
Isn't there like a beheading at the beginning or something? Like a kid gets beheaded?
Is that the one where he's like a church runner or something and he brings those two kids in?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking.
It's like 15 years old. It's John, I think John Cusack is in it, but it's supposed to be, a lot of people say it's like the scariest movie ever, but let's move on. All right. So how do you typically like to watch movies, Paul? Do you go to the theater? Or are you a watch at home kind of guy?
Oh, I love going to the theater. It's a whole experience.
Same. All right. So what do you do? Like when you go to the theater, what is your snack? What do you like to get from concessions?
Well, I'm not a popcorn eater. For a while, ever since I came out, I'm a Sour Patch Kids person.
Oh, nice.
But if we're going classic, it's Reese's Pieces.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Okay. As a nod to E.T. or just because
no,
you like...
No, I don't know. The only place I eat them is at the movie theater, but I love them.
Here's my issue with movie theater popcorn. I never order it. I don't desire it. But if I take a bite of it, I'm eating the whole bag.
Same.
And I don't understand what that is. Like, it's not like I ever go, I don't want a steak, but then I eat a steak and I... Love it. I don't ever crave it, but when I eat it, I have to have it.
Yeah.
What is the deal there?
I don't know. It's same.
Come on. You're an influencer. You can't help me out here. Why do I do?
Not a popcorn influencer.
What about at home? You like, and is it movie theater popcorn or is it like, cause there's some stuff that I can get in the store that's already bagged that I don't mind.
Sure.
I think it's just the greasiness of the popcorn.
Yeah. I mean, I like both. I'm a big fan of, Wisconsin company, Palo, I think is how say it.
Sure.
You know, like a good cheddar popcorn.
Okay.
That's always a nice little snack.
Yeah. Agreed. But at home, and it's not greasy. That's what I like about it too. And I can get up and wash my hands. I don't have to leave the theater to go wash movie popcorn residue, right? Off my hands.
Right.
Okay. So what about at home? What about when you watch a movie at home? What are you getting for a snack there?
I'm probably not snacking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you need the Sour Patch Kids to get you through the theater experience.
Yes.
What about a cocktail, Paul? Do you ever have a beverage when you watch movies at home?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, a good craft beer, a local craft beer.
Okay.
You know, if I'm having that or an old fashioned.
No, old fashioned's great. Do you ever pair, like to me, I haven't had a drink in a couple of years. It's just an experiment. But I used to love a glass of whiskey. Neat. When I'd watch like a cop movie or a cop TV show. And I typically it's because they that's what they drink. Like sure. They're always walking in, talking to the dame or the gumshoe and they pour and it's like makes me thirsty watching that. So I would always pour a whiskey. But do you have a drink? Do you ever match up a snack or a drink with a certain type of movie?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay.
Or maybe I do. I don't nothing that I can recall.
I'm throwing some real hardballs here at you. All right. So do you like kids movies? You got kids?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love kids movies.
What kind of kids movies? Have you seen any of the ones this summer?
Yeah. We just went and saw the live remake of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh,
really good.
I heard it was
very good. And my wife had not seen the original. So it was interesting to get her take on the live remake. And she's like, oh my God, this movie's fabulous. So I'm like, oh, well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So they must have done a very good job.
They're like approaching like $1 billion worldwide. Like that movie has gotten great reviews and people love it.
Yeah.
So that's, do you have an all time favorite kids movie?
Oh man. Like 101 Dalmatians. I don't know. I've always really enjoyed that one.
Awesome. All right. Have you ever snuck booze into a movie theater?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Do you still do it?
No.
You're a brand now. You can't, even if you did, you couldn't admit it. Like you can't say, oh, that's the wonderfully Wisconsin guy. They're leading out in cuffs.
That's possible.
What did you sneak in? Like just beer?
Yeah. A lot of times beer, but now theaters, a lot of different theater chains offer beer.
Yeah.
So
that is nice. Okay. So what kind of movie, like have you ever cried during a movie?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Do you recall like what set you off?
No, I'm an emotional person, so yeah. It could be sad or happy.
I'm going to share something that made me not cry, but like well up. And it's the scene in The Sandlot when they're playing on the 4th of July and the fireworks go off. Oh, and that's why they play scene. At night, because the fireworks light up the field. And Ray Charles is singing "Oh Beautiful" for Space. And I literally, that caught me off guard. That's when I'm at my most vulnerable, sure. is when you're not expecting it, sure. right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We ought to cry together sometime, Paul. I think we have a great time. Okay, so, all right, we talked about all. All right, so let's say this. Let's say, should we just get to the pick, Con?
We should do it.
I think I'm really curious because you mentioned a film earlier that I think might be your pick, but I didn't want to pry. So let's get to, let me, one more question. Do you ever indulge your wife? Do you ever sit through a movie you absolutely don't want to watch just because you love your wife so much?
Yes.
Yeah. Any of those movies come to mind?
Nothing I can think of. Not nothing off the top of my head, but certainly. Okay. But she does the same for me, so.
So it's like a give and take.
That's right.
That's the thing about marriage that sucks. You have to watch movies. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right. I think it's time. Paul Vandenplas is here. He is the creator and an influencer, thanks to his creation of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Are you on Friendster?
No.
You don't remember Friendster?
No.
You're not
no.
that old. Okay. No. You have a MySpace account?
Oh, God, I wish.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet? All right. We are about to get Paul's popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, if you will.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, my God. I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
Awesome.
Tell us about The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Stars Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, wow.
So 2019, I think it came out.
Okay.
And it is the story of a boy with Down syndrome who is, you know, treated as a child his whole life. And he has his own ideas and dreams, and he escapes his care. And then he finds Shia LaBeouf, who's an outlaw. And then it's just a really a campy comedy buddy story, but really just a heartwarming message.
That is really cool. That's
fantastic.
I love when people suggest things I haven't seen, and I don't even know if I've heard of this movie. This is great.
No, it went under the radar when it came out. I watched it when it first came out, and it was just, oh my God, so good.
And it's called The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yes.
Con, do me a favor. Rotten Tomato, that one. Let's see sure. what kind of reviews it got. So that's cool. So it's a comedy, Shia LaBeouf. Great choice. Have you watched it with your kids?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Is that the kind of thing that, if I watch that, am I going to cry because there's a moment for the kid.
All right.
But you'll laugh too, right?
Oh, yeah. There's okay. plenty of opportunities for everything.
All right. Oh, Dakota Johnson's in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, she is.
Yeah. Thomas Hayden Church, Shia LaBeouf. That's a great, John Hawkes. You know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy.
Oh, my God. He is so good.
He's such a great look. Conrad, you know who John Hawkes is?
No, I don't.
Go to the Google, man. He's got such a cool look, and he's in really cool movies.
Oh, yeah.
He always plays that guy like that has his sleeves rolled up and a pack of cigarettes in him and a gun in his back pocket, like kind of an outlaw. That's great. All right. That is the popcorn pick of the week, folks. Thanks to Paul Vandenplas, who is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He just made a wonderful pick, and it is the Peanut Butter Falcon. So check it out if you're looking for a family oh, wow. Fan-based, 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And 95% critics.
Critics. Very well done.
Available on Prime.
That does not happen very often. Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin. We are coming back to talk about Wonderfully Wisconsin, and I'm going to ask Paul where you can get the best burger in Wisconsin and about his bun choice, too. That's all coming up. You can't leave, folks. It's Peach Wobble with Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network. I love her.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? I say comedy action. Don't ever need to see one again. Conrad says horror. Our guest, Paul Vandenplas, said, what did you say?
Anything with Seth Rogen in it.
Which officially is now a genre, apparently. So, and I don't disagree with you. Paul is here. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which if you're not following it on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, you should be. He does great work there. Paul, for those who are not familiar with your work on social media, please tell us about Wonderfully Wisconsin.
All right. We are just a celebration of everything Wisconsin, hidden gems, food, really good restaurants, culture, just everything that Wisconsin is about, just all positivity. Just loving Wisconsin and really celebrating a lot of people. I always like to say growing up in Wisconsin, a lot of people seemed very eager to leave Wisconsin or get out of here or say things, you know, oh, there's nothing to do here, you know, and it's like
right.
My whole life, I absolutely loved it here. And I think there's so many incredible things that people don't know about.
And you know what? What you said is so important. Pardon me. It's your attitude. I remember when I moved here when I was in junior high and I couldn't wait to leave. I wanted to go back to the big city. I wanted to do things. And I lived in two huge cities and I decided to come back and I was unsure of it, but you know, you can't put a price on people and family.
Right.
And now that I've been here for like 12 plus years, I'm like, it's me that has to decide to like where I live.
Right.
And you got to bring your own fun. And I love it here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where have you been? Like, what are some of the, give us a highlight of since you've been doing Wonderfully Wisconsin, where's one of the best places you've been?
Oh boy. I just recently did some work for Summerfest. And so going down and experiencing multiple days of Summerfest.
Wow.
And it's just like, wow, this incredible music thing in our backyard.
Yeah.
You can just go and see these incredible bands.
Okay.
You know, so Summerfest, if you haven't been, go.
Absolutely. You'd been there before, right?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time
ago. Same here, though. Like, I did stand up there in the 90s when I was a comedian, and I just liked it that I got in free and I could go see band. Like, there was some money, but it wasn't great. But that's a treasure as well. Okay, so you did a post on Facebook, and I just love it. Tell us about when you discovered, it was kind of what, I think you posted it today or yesterday.
Sure.
TikTok, Wonderfully Wisconsin. How has becoming an influencer changed your life?
Oh my God. In so many different ways, you realize, you know, like I loved Wisconsin before, but then not just seeing the places, but getting to talk to people and having people tell me, oh man, I loved your content and it's made me fall in love with the state all over again. And a lot of people who, they'll say, oh, I watched a couple of your videos. And so I booked a vacation and I'm taking my family. And it's like, that's the stuff that it's like, you can't replace that. That's incredible of just making, for me, it's the human connection.
And it's because of you that they're doing that. Like you've just opened their eyes to something that they might not have known was there or maybe forgotten about or whatever. So it's kind of like you're giving something back. That must make you feel great too.
It makes me feel great, but it's also very surreal that it's like, for me, I explained it to somebody the other day that it's like the whole process is me talking by myself at my phone and then editing all my stuff by myself and then just posting it out onto the cloud, onto the internet. And so it's a very, very lonely adventure when you're doing it. And then to, you know, I have 70,000 friends that that it's just like that they run into you in public and they want to talk to you about, hey, I watched this video. And it's just very, very different, but I love it.
Are you still at the point where you love doing it? And sure, you love doing it, but are there days where you go, I really don't feel like posting, but you have a certain responsibility to the people that follow you that gets you out of bed, not out of bed, but like gets you to Leon's and Oshkosh or wherever you're going to go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There was a time, you know, a couple months ago, I got pretty burnt out because it's like, this isn't my full-time job. I have an actual full-time job, you know, and then it's, I'm a husband and a parent and, you know, I'm just, my kids are in sports. So it's like, I'm just busy.
Holy smokes.
I'm a busy guy. So I got burnt out about me, you know, and so I kind of got away from it a little bit. And then it was just like, I forget what happened. And I posted a video and it just kind of, everything clicked. And I'm like, God, I really missed this. You know,
that's
like.
Cool. So what does your family think of it? Like you had a wife and kids before you did this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, haven't you only been doing this like a little over a year or something?
Yeah, just
that's
over
unbelievable.
A year.
Conrad, we have to think of like maybe Magnificently Wisconsin. Would that be kind of a Bush League move if you left and all of a sudden we have this site?
Nah.
No, bring it. I want the competition.
Absolutely.
So what do your wife and kids think about it?
They think it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, my wife jokes a lot, you know, gives me a hard time like, oh, I don't know why anybody will watch it, you know, but it's just in jest.
Sure.
My wife's very supportive of it and my kids love it because it's like, I like using a medium that people say, you know, is like, oh, the kids don't go outside anymore because they're on TikTok.
Right.
Well, I love using that same medium to make them go back outside, you know, like, and so my kids love it that it's like, hey, Dad, what are we doing this weekend? You know, so like this last weekend, there's a park in Appleton called Plowman Park and there's a lake and a petting zoo and all sorts of cool stuff. And it's like, no, we're going to go hang out. And then, I'm just going to take 5 minutes and shoot some video while I'm here. And we're going to turn that into a video.
How many miles a week do you typically put on, like, doing this stuff?
500.
Okay. And you go and come back the same day? Do you have to stay over? Or
I usually plan, like, mini vacations around it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You write it off, too, right?
Yes.
All right. If you need a place to do your taxes, check out Conrad. He does a five-day forecast. He's a part-time poor man's meteorologist, and he'll do your taxes, too. All right. Hey, it's time for intermission, folks. We're coming back with Act Two. We've got a quiz we're going to give Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin, who is awesome enough to be here in person. He made the popcorn pick of the week. It's the Peanut Butter Falcon. It crushes with critics and audiences, and it looks like a fantastic film. I've not seen it. but I certainly will be. When we come back for Act Two, Paul will be here and we'll get into more of Wonderfully Wisconsin and give him a really fun quiz that you don't want to miss. Let us know what your least favorite movie genre is, folks. That's tonight's question of the night. We're coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The public may be able to see some of the Jeffrey Epstein files after all. President Trump made the announcement last night. Correspondent Jared Hill.
The president says he's ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to petition the courts to allow the release of any and all pertinent grand jury testimony related to the case of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. While Bondi says the DOJ can make the request as soon as today, approval could take some time. Overnight, President Trump also blasted a Wall Street Journal article that claims he sent Epstein a body note for his 50th birthday, featuring a doodle of a naked woman.
The president says, quote, "It's not my language, not my words." Just after midnight, the House approved the president's plan for billions of dollars worth of spending cuts that'll affect both foreign aid and public broadcasting. Speaker Mike Johnson.
We clawed back 9.